from KQED.
The immigration bill passed by the U.S. Senate would double the number of Border Patrol agents along the U.S.-Mexico line. But critics and some members of Congress say the government must first account for the Border Patrol's lethal use of force and provide more transparency in investigations. In many cases, including the death of a California immigrant, investigators won't reveal the names of the agents involved. As Miquel Marisco of the Public Radio Collaboration Fronteras Desk reports, it isn't the only case shrouded in secrecy.
Since 2010, 17 people have been killed by U.S. Border Patrol agents along the southwest border. In every incident, agents said they were being assaulted. The killings are investigated by the FBI, but there's little transparency in these investigations. Take the case of 16-year-old Jose Antonio Elena in Nogales, Mexico. His grandmother is Taide Elena. She lives in a small mobile home park across the border in Arizona. The rickety wooden fence that surrounds her home sways in the breeze of a windy morning. Some of her youngest grandchildren live with her. They play in the neat living room until she shushes them and sends them off to one of the bedrooms. Then she speaks about her grandson's death last October.
And the worst of it is the way in which they killed him.
The Border Patrol agents said they were defending themselves against a hail of rocks thrown at them from the Mexican side of the border. Police reports describe a hectic few minutes where federal agents came under attack and fired into Mexico. Jose Antonio was shot 11 times. The Elena family says the boy was innocent. A witness reports he wasn't even part of the group attacking the agents.
Everything happens very quickly. I mean, the whole thing could be over in less than 3 minutes from start to ending, and it seems like it's taking hours.
Terry Kirkpatrick retired as an immigration and customs enforcement official in 2010. He says these cases can be hard to untangle, but he wonders whether the use of force was justified.
I would be questioning if it was one of my agents as to why that happened.
The Border Patrol's current policy says agents can shoot to defend themselves if they feel their lives are at risk. Art Del Cueto was president of the agency's Tucson sector union. He defends the policy.
If you're getting assaulted, whether it be a rock, a pipe, a knife, another gun, if the other person has the means, if the other person has the opportunity and the intent, then yes, I think it's justified to use whatever weapons are available to you to protect your life and that of anybody else around you.
But as in the death of Jose Antonio Elena, it's not always clear if the person shot was actually assaulting the agent. And investigations are years long and hidden from public view. In San Diego in June 2010, Anastasio Hernandez died in Border Patrol custody after being stunned with a taser. 3 years later, the case is still being investigated by the FBI. Hernandez's family sued the Border Patrol agents. To date, the agents involved are not named. That's something the American Civil Liberties Union is suing to get. The ACLU's San Diego legal director, David Loy.
The public has an independent interest in open judicial proceedings and in identifying the parties to litigation.
Under the Senate's immigration reform bill, border enforcement spending would increase by $46 billion. The bill mandates that the use of force policy be reviewed, but the secretive aspects of the investigations would remain unchanged. Michael Nicely was chief of the Border Patrol in Tucson for 3 years. He says the lack of transparency leads to the criticism.
The public understands that Border Patrol agents have to use deadly force from time to time, but they do not understand why the government doesn't tell them these were the circumstances. Our agent did exactly what he was supposed to do, and unfortunately someone was killed.
For Taide Elena, it's been 10 months since the killing. As she talks, the tears dry on her face and her voice gives way to anger. To this day, the FBI has the case but has not contacted the family or told them anything about the investigation.
Y todo ha quedado en nada.
And it has all ended in nothing. We've never known what happened. Nothing has ever been known.
Under congressional pressure, the Office of Inspector General is currently reviewing the use of force policy. For the California Report, I'm Michel Marisco in Nogales, Arizona.